The alternative sounds of the 60s and 70s
toward the unknown region.
Let's head toward the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
Here comes
Radio Mi Amigo from the LB8B.
Yes, well, good afternoon. And it's, I know all about that. Yeah, it's great to see you. All right, here's a balladeering song. You the people in your own way. This is just about explains the whole situation. It's called Something's Coming On. I don't know what it is, but it's getting stronger.
I suppose. 1, 2, 3, 4.
The best game, man.
get a temper with me. Something's coming on.
That's the title of the song from Joe Cocker and the Grease Band, recorded at Woodstock. But we play that version instead of the actual one released on the Regals on the Phone label. And we began with Simon Dupree and the Big Sound, Thinking About My Life, on Parlophone Records. That's one of those I got for 2 shillings. 5, 10 for a pound, 2 and 6 pence each, or 10 for a pound. And what a wow, fab, groovy. It should have been a hit, surely. Yeah, Joe Cocker and the Grease Band, Regal Xenophone. The A side was, of course, A Little Help from My Friends, a 5-minute single.
Stand up and walk out on me. Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do I? All I need is my brother. I say I'm gonna get high. Tell no insane no more. Five a little help, my friend. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm gonna try a little help, my friend. Keep on getting high. And it happens all the time, yeah.
What do you see when you turn out the light?
I can't tell you, but it so feels like
madness.
Don't you know I'm gonna make it with my friends? I promised myself I'd get by. Said I'm gonna try it with a
you're listening to Chris B. Let your worries go and enjoy the music.
Yeah.
not about me at all. It's called The Hipster on RCA Records. Harold McNair, described on Donovan's In Concert album, my flute player, Harold McNair, the very debonair. Yes, I used to jokingly, when I was a teenager, refer to myself as the debonair bent, which couldn't have been any further from the truth. We began with Joe Cocker, a little help from my friends on Regal Xonophone, Simon Dupree, and the big sound B-side of Thinking About My Life. That was Velvet and Lace on Parlophone Records. Yes, today 69 singles were released the 20th of September 1968. What better to follow Harold McNair than the avant-garde, both sides of their CBS single, Naturally Stoned and Honey and Gall.
Meditation, giving off good and bad vibration. The good of man is in his inner space, thought will illuminate. Come the temporal happiness, only lasting joy to miss.
Yogi says, man is like a flower.
The petals are there and so the stem, but the honey makes the rose. Outwardly death.
Efforts to harmonize through self-instruction shall only end in soul destruction. The petals will fall, the stem will die, the honey will turn to gall.
God says, whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap.
So man will fall, the body will die, but the soul must live on forever. Be not deceived, God is not.
But I know I can never do not seem to understand. Why can't they get it through their heads? I need a helping hand.
I can get a good vibration when I put my mind on you alone. I get a real sensation, feel like I'm naturally stoned. Naturally stoned.
You're listening to Chris B.
Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Un homme me dirait cette route est le chemin de Chicago. Il faut que je vais à ma cité. Il faut que je retourne. Retourne à voir mes enfants. Retourne à voir la fille que j'ai mariée. J'ai dû voyager aux rencontres interminables. Je ne sais que je trouverai. J'ai peur de que je trouverai. Il faut que je les voie encore une fois. Et excusez-moi monsieur, mais conduisez-vous à Chicago? Eh bien, pouvez-vous me conduire dans votre voiture? Merci. Pourquoi vais-je à Chicago? Un motif déterminé, à voir de certains gens qui j'ai connus. Moi, je suis un commis voyageur et je m'amuse. Oui, c'est la vie, un homme est aimé. Bien sûr, j'ai joué, j'ai perdu, mais qui s'occupe les frais? Il faut que vous preniez plus que vous donnez. Et avez-vous un autre cigare? Mon ami, j'aime beaucoup votre voiture. Oh, c'est un cadeau de votre père. Moi, je pense que tous les dons que je n'achetais pas, laissez-moi ici, s'il vous plaît, et merci. Oui, j'ai voyagé, oui, je suis fainéant. Jamais pas un sou pour moi. J'étais parti trouver le succès, car je ne pouvais rester voir mes enfants en leur désespoir. Je reconnais cette route, elle va direct à Chicago. Mais oui, j'allais là encore. Ah non, non, je ne puis pas. Je ne puis pas marcher cette route à Chicago. Ils sont plus contents pensant que je suis mort. J'étais voyage.
voyager pour temps interminable. Je ne sais qui je trouverai. J'ai peur de qui je trouverai. Je ne puis pas continuer en cette route.
With slight echoes of Julie Driscoll, Brian Aldrin, The Trinity, Road to Cairo, which is actually released next week, the 27th of September 1968. That's David Ackles, La Route à Chicago, The Road to Chicago. Before that, we began with, let's see now, Harold McNair, The Hipster, then The Avant-Garde, Honey Gall, and Naturally Stoned. I was reading also that allegedly the catalogue of the late David Ackles is not being treated well by his estate. All down to money, I guess. Let's hear the... That was the B-side of that single on Elektra. This is the A-side, Down River, and then... The next single that was released on Elektra Records, this day, the 20th of September 1968, by Eclection, Another Time, Another Place, and Betty Brown. First of all, David Ackles and Down River.
Good to see you again, Rosie. I know I've changed a lot since then, but you're looking fine, babe. 3 years, that ain't long, Rosie. I still remember our song when you were mine, babe. Times change. Times change, I know, but it sure goes slow. Down river, when you're locked away. Hey, why didn't you write, Rosie? I stayed awake most every night, counting my time, babe. You had to mind your dad, but just a line, babe. Oh, sure, I remember Ben. Why, we went all through school. Is that right? Well, he ain't no fool. He's a good man, Rosie. Tight as you can. Don't ask me why, babe. Yeah, nice seeing you, Rosie. Me, I got things to do. Well, goodbye, babe. Times change, I know, but it sure goes slow. Down river, when you're locked away. Times change, times change, I know, but it sure goes slow. Down.
hören Chris B., aber ich hoffe, Sie hören nicht nur, sondern Sie lauschen diesen wohlbekannten Songs.
Bound as I came passing through.
looked at her, she smiled at me. Not so pretty, but fine for me. Didn't know just what to say, so I just passed along my way. Betty
la 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 la
after David Arkles and Downriver, we heard The Eclection, both sides of their Electra single, Betty Brown and Another Time, Another Place. And very poor quality digital artifacts and such like. So I do apologise, but fear not, I have written down in big letters, and that means I'm going to look into it. Eclection, the name of the band, sounding a little bit like Jefferson Airplane, so I'm going to investigate them further and no doubt spend a little bit of money. And that last one, He Came to See Me Yesterday on Polydor, that's the United Kingdom Amboy Dukes. It was quite confusing and certainly did the bands no favours, but there were two of the same name, the other Amboy Dukes, featuring Ted Nugent. They released a single on Fontana on the 30th of August, Let's Go Get Stoned. Maybe they did themselves no favours in that direction either by giving it that title, which was sure to get it banned at the BBC. So the Amboy Dukes, yeah, He Came to See Me Yesterday. It was written, and could you tell it was sung in the style of Gilbert O'Sullivan, for it was he who wrote it. And here is his version, which he eventually re-recorded, and I don't know when this came out, but I thought it was worthy of inclusion today. Not in the singles for the 20th of September 1968, but everything else is.
Yeah.
came from an album, which I've never seen, on Decca Records, the Playboy Club Bunnies, from whence the single was released, Keep the Ball Rolling, one of 69 singles, out on the 20th of September 1968. We are using issue number 246 this week of The Leaflet, the new singles, a weekly listing of 45 RPM recordings, copyright Francis Anthony Limited, East Hill, St Austell, Cornwall, printed by H.E. Warne at the same address. My name is Chris, and I was about 13 and a half when these singles came out, and I was standing in Campkin's record shop. It was painted, it was ancient, it was tumbled down, the roof was sort of collapsing in on itself. And it was knocked down in the early 70s to form part of the Queensgate shopping complex. Anyway, you go through the door, ting-a-ling, on the right-hand side, halfway down, with the girls behind the counter, keeping an eye on the bargain bin singles, which were actual records, unlocked at the far end of the shop, where everything was in plastic sleeves and the vinyl albums were behind the girls at the counter. So there I stood with my back to the ladies, looking at me, thumbing through the singles for the umpteenth time. Peter Sarsted stood out. It was released on this day, the 20th of September 1968, but it had been there for several weeks when I finally brought it, sometime in December or January, because it was 17th of January that Peter would release Where Do You Go to My Lovely. And as soon as I heard that, I thought, oh, wow, I know that in the racks in Campkins, there's an earlier single of his. I wonder what that sounds like. And wow, I fell in love with this. And for 2 shillings 10 pence, it was well worth it.
And as I blacked a cigarette from her and gazed upon her nakedness, she moved her lovely head from side to side and said I was just like the rest. You got what you came for, she said, and that's what you're here for, I said. Aren't you? She pulled a sheet across her body and told me to leave the way I came. I gave a rueful grin and found my clothes and mumbled, yes, you're all the same. I am but a man, I said. Always, always. There's a time for deeds and a time for talking words. What if I said that I loved you? Would all your morals then be pacified? Would the act of love be then more true? You are smart, she said, but where is your heart? She said, you better go now. And as I walked outside and closed the door, I wondered if I'd won or lost, and if the status quo was still intact, and was it worth the time it cost? We'll be right back.
Was that not a stupendous single to stumble upon, and by not having heard it, and magnificent. Peter Sarsted on United Artists Records blagged, and that was the B-side. This is the A-side, I Am a Cathedral.
I looked up from my book, I thought, I am a cathedral in the shadows of Stephen. I am a cathedral in the night. I searched a piece of glass, I saw the eyes of an eagle throwing brightness so even. The eyes of an eagle glowing bright. And will you share your crust of bread with me? And will you dare to trust your head and see? I am balanced well. You see, I am a cathedral locked in stained glass windows. I am a cathedral dimly lit and hemmed in solitude. And yet I see Shangri-La when ever the mountain wind blows. I see Shangri-La and I touch it. And will you share your crust of bread with me? And will you dare to trust your head and see? I looked up from my book, I thought, I am a cathedral in the shadows of Stephen. I am a cathedral in the night. I am a cathedral in the night.